Yeah, first of all, thank you so much for your invitation. Today, my talk is regarding the negative KdV equation and a solution and kink wave solutions. This topic actually is from the idea from the Kamasa-Holm and DP equation. You know, those two equations have the peaked soliton solutions. But for negative order KdV equation, recently we worked on with my collaborator, Jibin Li. We found the negative order KdV equation does not have a Peacon solution. But of course, there is some relationship between negative order KdV equation and Kamasa-Holm equation. Why we study the negative hierarchy of the integral system, the issue is the following. Because, you know, those peaked soliton equations like Kamasa-Holm, DP equation, and other peaked soliton equations, all the peaked soliton equations are related or come from negative flow, not positive flow, okay? That's why we studied that, okay? This work also relates to our grant activities. So the fundamental for KdV equation, so you already know, I just a quick review. So in physics, you know, just the shallow water wave propagation. So this is the KdV equation. This is a traveling wave solution with a speed c. C is the wave speed. So of course, in that solution, you know, the c must be greater than zero. This equation is integrable. So permanent form for the single soliton solution, always you're going to use a traveling wave setting and substitute that setting into the integrable equation. Now you have a solution, okay? So this solution, of course, is stable for the KdV equation, so for integrable systems. So for multiple solitons, you can use the scattering inverse scattering scheme, okay? The fundamental things also regarding the peaked soliton, we call it Peacon. So Peacon means, so I use this slide. The Peacon means such a solution that at that point there is peak. So the solution is still continuous, but at that point both left derivative and right derivative exist, but they are not equal. Okay? That's Peacon. Now, Cusper means the still continuous, but at that point, more sharper, which means the left derivative equals positive infinity, right derivative equals negative infinity. Okay? So, which means the both derivatives do not exist. That's Cusper. Okay. So integrable in my talk, which means in the sense of Laplace. I'm sorry. So in my talk, I also show you how do we figure out Peacon and Cusper. Okay, and also show you how to figure out Laplace. Okay, if I have more time, I'll show you to figure out the solutions of integrable equations. Here's my outline. So go back to the Kamasa-Holm equation, then show you the figure, show you the single peaked soliton, Cusper and smooth soliton. Those are three, one single solitons exist or occur in Kamasa-Holm equation. Then I show you how to figure out n-Peacon systems for the Kamasa-Holm equation. Now later on, I show you more Peacon and Cusper equation. Now it's a DP equation and a B family equation, nonlinear cubic equation like this morning, Alex mentioned Novikov equation and some others. Okay? So now I show you negative equation. This is today's most important topic in my talk. So I'm going to figure out the Lux form soliton and kink wave for the negative KdV equation. Last part, I'll give you a conclusion and open problems. So background, I believe most of you already knew the Kamasa-Holm equation. So this published in 1993. So that equation has such Peacon solution, you know. The Peacon solution is like this, and there's an explanation. the p constant c times exponential absolute value x minus ct. But the importance of that constant must be c, okay, not other. So this is a shallow water equation. So unidirectional, that's integrable, has Lux pair, infinity many conservation laws, and a multiple picon. So I speak a little bit about the derivation of the Kamasa-Hom equation when I was at Los Alamos Natural Laboratory. Derivation has the turbulence group. So this is Navier-Stokes, okay? So V is the velocity, that's V dot, so nabla is the gradient, okay? The first two terms is the convection term, P is pressure. So F is the force, nu is the viscosity constant, so that is Laplace. That is the second equation stands for, that's so the fluid is incompressible. So of course, this is a typical Navier-Stokes equation. The one method you're going to use this Helmholtz operator with alpha. So 1 minus alpha, the Laplace and the x on u. Now you use that, we call it a filter. So we call it the new velocity v, or filtered velocity v. Now substitute that setting into that equation, then you have alpha ns Navier-Stokes alpha model. This is not my model. This is the model from Los Alamos, the turbulence group, when Professor Daryl Holm was at Los Alamos. Okay. So how do we have a Kamasa-Hom equation from this system? Okay. So very simple case. You're going to see the put P equals zero. Nu is also zero. F also zero. Now just left-hand side. And consider 1 plus 1 dimensional case, now you have Kamasa-Hom equation. Okay. So this is a Kamasa-Hom equation. I just mentioned some people worked on the Kamasa-Hom equation since Kamasa-Hom found the peaked soliton and Lux pair and a multiple soliton for that equation. So in 1993, so since that year many people worked on that equation. Okay. So let's go back to the picon system. Okay. So one single picon solution, you're going to take the traveling wave setting. So x minus ct, c is wave speed. Okay. So substitute that setting into this equation. Of course, the PDE becomes ODE, this system. But from that system, people are wondering or concerning how do we figure out such kind of a solution. Okay, actually it's a very special form. I'm going to show you the idea to figure out the peaked soliton solution. Okay, so take a look at the ODE system. You see there, so F minus C times F minus double prime, that's that take another prime, so plus 2, that's actually the constant, it could be another constant, this really doesn't matter. But special case is F minus F double prime equals zero. Right? Okay. This is, of course, definitely solution of that equation. Okay, now what is the general solution for that equation? This is a ODE. So general solution, of course, so F equals a linear combination of the psi, e to the psi. Right, the linear combination and negative psi is x minus ct. Okay, c is the wave speed. Okay, of course this is not the peaked soliton solution. However, if you take a look at the e cosine and the e to negative cosine, I draw the graph for you. Okay, so this is the e to the psi, right? When x goes to negative infinity, the solution goes to zero. But this is blew up on the infinity. So if you draw the e to the negative side, okay, now x goes when x goes to infinity, goes to zero. The negative infinity goes to negative, blow up already. Now we combine those two. We just take a look at the upper the lower level. So if you just erase the upper level, now what is that? Exactly pico. This is the idea, then of course put C. You have to figure out so why that the constant you need to take look at the solution in H1 space. Okay, subleft space. Okay. So of course maybe people ask, what about the upper level? Upper level so is the C. Of course that also solution. That's also that solution, but it's not a pico. Because we need the pico system, you know, it's bounded, decay at infinity, so what decay to non-zero constant. That one is already blow up, okay? So I'm going to show you why the structure, we found the solution in mathematics. Of course, you can apply this idea for other equations, integral equations. But remember, whenever you have an absolute value, you have to verify in the weak sense. You have to verify. Otherwise, you cannot claim that it's a peaked solid. Okay? So this is already verified. Not a big issue. So apparently, of course, when C goes to positive infinity and negative infinity, this goes to zero. Okay? So this is the picture for that, the exponential function. Okay? Just put a very special case, C equals 2, and then 2 times e to negative x, this should be minus 2t, but t at 0. This is the solution. So I just plot in two-dimensional case, okay? You can also put the t traveling waves, you know, along that direction, okay? So this is the peaked solitone. As I mentioned earlier, Kamakasa-Homa also has the smooth solitone and cusp solitone, okay? So I mentioned GLMS also work on the traveling wave solution of the Kamakasa-Homa equation, but in that paper he didn't give the explicit form of the smooth solitone. Okay. Also, Alan Parker work on the traveling the smooth solitone and cusp. Okay. So what we did with my collaborator, this was EPR Oral Physics Letter 2006, we figured out the cusp solitone. Okay. This is a cusp solitone. Okay. C is wave speed. Remember this cusp, this means such kind of. Okay. So at that point, the both left derivative and right derivative do not exist. Okay. Yes. Okay. Oh, you mean so the proof. Uh-huh. Okay. Right. You see there, the C is here. Actually, you verify. No, so you plug in. This is F. Plug in there. That must be C. Use C minus. So your question, this C must be C, not other constant. Okay. Why? Okay. So let's see. No problem. Let's see there, use F minus C, okay. Of course, that one you need to figure out F minus F double prime. When you calculate that one, that's why I just, you know, just let F equals so C times negative absolute value. Now you calculate this one, that should be QC data function, okay. So the first term you see there, I'm sorry. The first term is F minus C. So F minus C, you see substitute there, and then you use it there. So C, you see that takes the outside, and now you have explanation. That's why here, so see, if different, you cannot cancel that term. When you use that function, now C equals zero, that term completely vanishes. That's why. Okay, roughly speaking. Of course, you need to verify in the distribution sense. Okay? So also second term. Okay. Remember, of course, you need to calculate the take care of first order derivative, absolute value, you know, exponential absolute value, the first order derivative with a signal, that function. Okay? You have to do that. All right.
Yeah.
Let's come to here. Cosmos solitons, so this is an explicit form. Of course, you know, when you have this explicit form, you verify those things very easily. So put K equals 0, I'm sorry. K equals 0, you figure out, you see there, that term actually goes to infinity, you know, exactly C. Okay? They'll put positive and negative infinity. The C goes to infinity. That's, oh, I'm sorry. So U goes to 3C. Okay? That's A. In this case, A equals 3C. What does mean A? A means that you are boundary. Okay? In this case, this is Pico. Not Pico, I'm sorry, Cuspo. In this case, Cuspo. You see, oh, I'm sorry, it should be here. This is the A. Your boundary is 3C. Okay? All right. Yeah, you figure out the left derivative and the right derivative at the point 0, then you will see it's a positive infinity or negative infinity. Depends on the sign of A. Okay? So, of course, this form is different from the regular Pico soliton. Okay? So if you draw the picture, and so for this case, I put A is positive, then upside down. You see, in this case, we put C equals 1, now the relationship between A, the boundary, as the wave speed, C is the wave speed, as A equals 3C. You see there, goes to 3 on both sides when C goes, or X goes to infinity. Okay. The smooth soliton is the following. Okay, smooth soliton, so they, in this case, they're different from the such or such a square form. Okay, so that's still explicitly given. So C is still wave speed, but in this case, the boundary condition becomes 3C over 11 as X goes to, well, C goes to positive and negative infinity. Maybe you want to ask, how do you get that solution? Of course, we have the procedure in that paper. Oil Physics Letter 2006 paper, we have to discuss the boundary condition and the wave speed, the relationship between wave speed C and the boundary condition. In what case you have a smooth soliton? In what case you have a cuspo? In what case you have a Pico? Now, Pico is a simple case. Pico, you have the boundary goes to zero. Non-zero boundary, you could have the cuspo and smooth soliton, okay? No, this is a smooth soliton. Smooth soliton, I'm going to take A equals 3, C equals 11, okay? Remember, this is a decay, not a 0, decay to 3, okay? Okay, let's come to the MPCOS dynamical system for Kamasa-Holm equation. For Kamasa-Holm equation, this is ansatz, okay? This is quite different from the regular unsolitons. This is it looks like the combination of N1 Pico system, okay? But here is not an approximate solution, no asymptotic behavior. We just set ux to equals that. Remember, m equals u minus u double x. What we do here, so substitute that setting into the system, that system becomes an ODE, which is shows here. Okay? Now, you see there. So the QIT, you see that's from 1 to N. So actually, this is a 2N systems. Okay? So 2N ODEs. Okay? So here, so this is a signal. Okay? This is a signal, PK. That's the exponential absolute value. Okay? Now, remember, this is just an ansatz. Of course, you need to verify that a system must be integral. Otherwise, it does not make any sense. Okay? People will say that is just the pull there, substitute the system. If you don't verify the integrability, you cannot see the solution already exists. Okay? We have to verify. Now, in Kamasa-Holm case, let's see how do we figure out integrability in the sense of enough conservation laws, because this is, you know, the ODE systems, okay? Of course, one way is to figure out Lax pair. The Lax pair always you know, is the powerful tool to find conservation laws. Okay? So let's see. First of all, we write down that system as the canonical Hamiltonian. Okay? See, the canonical Hamiltonian system, Q dot equals this. This is the, you know, standard canonical system. So the next one is negative dh, dqj. So what is the Hamiltonian function for h? So it's a very neat form. It's this. This is the work of Kamasa-Holm, okay, in 1993. Now, question is, this system is integrable or not? Okay, first of all, for ODE system, you have to have canonical system, okay, canonical Hamiltonian. Okay, then figure out integrable. Okay, let's see. One way, like I mentioned earlier, you need to figure out Lux pair. Okay, so, but in this case, the Lux pair was given by Ragnisko and Bruski, 1996. They published paper in Physica A. PA means Physica A. Okay. But under this assumption, okay, which means that your position, so Q1, Q2, and so on and so forth. Why do they make an assumption? Because they want to get rid of absolute value, okay? But if there's somebody, originally the physical system is not in such a, you know, position, not in such order. Okay? So the question here is if without such assumption, can you prove the integrability? We still don't know. This is the proof under this assumption, okay? So under that assumption, you have this, okay? You just substitute the your assumption into the dynamical system. Now you get this ODE, okay? Now figure out the Lux pair. So Lux pair is the M defined by this, okay? You see the square root of the PI, PK, that's the, you know, expansion something. So E sub KJ stands for the, you know, the N by N matrix with the entry, the kth row, jth column is 1, otherwise 0. Yeah, question.
The trajectories for which in a finite time, UJ would...
This, yes, right. This is the always derivative with the time.
Right.
No X. Yeah, this is an assumption.
Is there a trajectory for which the bicycle can cross? Right.
This assumption, there's some problem. That's my question. Why? This is just in mathematics. Okay, but if the assumption is reasonable or not, we need to take a look at your the concrete case. So this is still open. Even without assumption, how do you prove integrability? Not clear. Okay. Good question. Yeah. So we go back to the Lux pair. The L defined by this. This is the diagonal entries. Okay. The second part just stands for the L is symmetric. So M is anti-symmetric because here's a minus. Okay? So basically speaking, the last pair, so there's the commutator of the two matrices, M and L, here. So actually, so for finite case, or for discrete integrable system, even for a causal lattice, the last pair should be the commutator of two matrices, not really operator M and L. I'm going to show you later for our negative PDB hierarchy is really operator form, okay? Yeah, Hamiltonian system is in the conservation law, so because you have the Lux matrix and Lux pair, then you just take the power of the Lux matrix and then you calculate determinant, you have all the conservation laws. Okay, those proof the integrability in theory. Now, what about two-peak cone system? Okay, now two-peak cone system, and go back to the earlier assumption. Now that assumption is reasonable. The potential just n equals 2, then you figure out the P1, P2, Q1, Q2, the systems. So you have to, you know, you have to have two conservation laws, because right now you have two particles. Okay. Now you see this is the systems. Okay. Now n equals two is given by that, and then you just solve this system. Okay, four equations. Now you have this form. Now you take a look at the left hand side, no derivative already. This is still the result by Tomasa and Holm. Okay. So if we take a look at a picture, there's one of C1 is greater than zero, C2 is smaller than zero. Okay, what happens for the picture? It's like the, you know, one is up, down, the other is up, upper. So the interaction. Okay. Remember, this is a two picon system. After some people already finished three picons, so one, two upper and one lower. Okay, this is by Alan Parker. If you want to know more details, read that paper. But here, no numerical solution. This is not a numerical simulation. It's a real, really analytic solutions. Okay? Okay, more Picon and Kasparov equations. Now the DP equation. Okay, this morning, Alex mentioned the DP equation. Okay? This is, of course, a generalization of Kamasa-Holm version. Okay? Now just change the number 223 by D. Degasse Paris and Protest in 1999, okay? So, of course, for that system, you can extend to the whole hierarchy and take a look at the integrability. So, more general case, okay? More general case, port B, that's by Derholm and Staley, Martin Staley, okay? B, any real numbers, okay? So, as Alex mentioned, you know, Novikov proved, yeah, I think it's 2003 or 2004, the JPA paper, that the B, only B equals 2 and 3, that system, this system, is completely integrable. But you know, find the enough conservation laws, okay? Okay. So integrable system. But for any B, that system has peaked solid. Okay, the standard is this one, standard is the peak form. Okay, the Hunter-Sexton equation, you know, is like this. Yeah, so this morning I discussed with the professor Hunter and also Nietzsche regarding that equation. Okay, so this equation actually can be derived from negative flow, the Harbin equation. Okay, take special case. Have negative flow. That's why I also worked on that negative Hardim. I'm interested in negative flow because all the Picon system from negative flow. It's not from positive flow. Okay. So this paper I published in 1998. So more equations this morning. Actually, Alex mentioned the cubic. Okay. Nonlinear cubic. Let me see the Novikov equation is later. Okay. Yeah, in 2006, this isn't a cubic equation, you know. Actually, when I found that equation, it has some, you know, good properties. M type peaked soliton, or W wave. Later on, some people they found that Professor Focas had the paper in 95 in Physica D, is also placed the equation there. So. But in that case, in that year, he just used some other skill, found that equation. But in my paper, I figure out the specific feature about this equation and Lux pair and also conservation laws. Okay, this equation has the, you know, M type and a Kasparov solution. Okay, if you want to know the more detail, you can take a look at our paper. Again, that equation comes from a negative flow, not positive flow. Now, for that equation, positive flow, I also make the equation here. This is, I think, Professor Sakovic worked on that equation to find a relationship between that equation and the MKDV equation. Okay. So two integral equations has new type. That's a W and M shape. If you want no detail, you can take a look at the paper. So Novikov, the equation, actually, this equation was proposed by Novikov. Now, Andy Ho and Wang, they discussed the peaked soliton in 2008 JPA paper. Okay, So another equation is the nonlinear cubic equation is like this. Port B is arbitrary constant. Okay. So this is the Rosenau in 1996. So this equation has Lux pair and also has the W and M type shape solitons. My student work on that equation provided the Lux pair. Also they have an explicit solution. If you draw that picture for the U psi, something like M type, you can that solution is something like this or like this. Okay. But it's just one speed, it's one single solitor, one single wave. So recently people also work on the couple system, so like a two component Kamasa-Holm two component DB equation. So the other paper is regarding the nonlinear cubic. This is a still cubic, okay? Cubic system based on the work we worked before, based on that system, okay? But those systems are completely integrable in the sense of last pair. But we don't know the analysis part, and so what is the is about stability, we don't know yet, okay? We need to find the joint work. Yeah. For the Hardeen equation, there's a Hardeen type equation. Yeah, this actually is a positive direction of the Kamasa-Holm equation. It's also integrable. Okay, now let me go forward and figure out the negative KdV equation. Okay, let's start the eigenvalue problem from the KdV equation, which is the linear Schrodinger problem. Okay. Psi is the double x, the v is a potential function, lambda is an eigenparameter, psi is eigenfunction. Okay. Let's figure out the k and g is supposed to the square the function defined by nabla lambda. Actually, this is called a gradient of a spectral with respect to the potential function v. So for that equation, we don't have time yet. Okay. Now the key is just K and G both are Hamiltonian operators. We know, so people know that very well. It's just use those two by Hamiltonian operator to produce infinitely many conservation laws. Okay. All right. The problem is here we're gonna do the negative hierarchies for the KdV. Okay. So for the positive, it's already clear. So the procedure is the following. Remember, we have two operators, K and G. So we take care of the G naught, which is kernel element of the J. So of course, G naught is very easy. So D acts on G, the G is just constant. Okay, D means derivative with respect to X. Now, first case is easy, because first case you see there, we use the recursion operator L. Let me see where is my L. L actually is here. L is here. The J inverse K. So this issue is involved in J inverse. Okay. Let me go back to here. So L is J inverse K. Now J is very easy. J. Okay. J inverse is just take integral. Now, what about the issue when you take the kernel element for K? K is the third order operator. Now the problems, how do you solve that equation? In such case, you have to figure out the inverse of K. So this afternoon, I forgot your name, you have to figure out the inverse of the U operator, 1 plus D squared plus U. Okay. I'm going to show you, actually, we also need to figure out the L inverse in this case. Yeah, I'm sorry. L inverse, you see there. So the point to figure out the inverse, you have to have a product form. So like the factor of a polynomial, so the idea from the polynomial, you have to factor. Now you have the product, then you easily to figure out the inverse. Okay. So you see there. So we set the V equals the negative U sub X divided by U. Then you see that K, that key can be written as the product form. You know, key can be written as this product form. Remember, the U is defined by V. Okay. Now you have this form. That's because now you have figured out the key inverse very easily. Okay. Now for L is J inverse K. Now you have this form. So you have all the product form, of course, the inverse easily to have it. Okay. So L. So D squared plus V. So suppose the your V and right now is your 1 plus another potential flux of 1 plus U. So this is exactly same as here. You just put V equals another variable. You make it something like this, you know, product form. Now you have the inverse. Okay? Yeah, this is my suggestion. I'm not sure it met your need or not. Okay? Yeah. So anyway, in here, we're going to use the inverse of a recursive operator to produce the integral hierarchy. Of course, we are interested in the negative flow of a KdV. Okay? Just the patient a little bit, now we'll see the negative KdV. Okay? So the whole hierarchy I got here is this. Okay? Remember, usually in the literature, we just think about for the one direction, for the positive hierarchy. Now, for negative hierarchy, you see there, okay, there's a key smaller than zero. So for key smaller than zero, you have negative hierarchy. Let me show you some special case. So for positive direction, you see this is regular KdV hierarchy, nothing new, okay? Now, let's see the negative direction. Because remember, our negative flow is produced by the kernel element of K. Kernel element of K depends on the inverse of K. So the kernel element should be like this. You see there, G inverse. So K, not G inverse. G is the kernel element equals K inverse X of 0. So you have three generators. So each way you can generate the equations. Okay? But we are interested in the some special case, negative KdV flow. Okay. Of course, in this case, the eigenvalue is isospectral, okay? So the derivative of eigenvalue with respect to t equals zero. So this is our negative flow, okay? But remember, we have three generators, one, two, three, okay? For the k starts from negative, and so on and so forth. So this is our equation, okay? This the hierarchy. Now let's see the special case. We put k equal negative 1, the first equation we got is like this. Okay, now so f is the only function of t sub n, nothing to do with x. Okay, now the other two equations are a little bit complicated because we have the integral involved there. Okay, now the third one also a little bit complicated. Now we are interested in the first one. First one, take a look at the left-hand side, that's remember our substitution, the variable change, this V equals negative U double X divided by U. Okay, now, we have this equation. You see there, this I mentioned earlier, that is any function of T sub 1, nothing to do with X. Okay, so remark. Actually, these three systems can be equivalent to the following one. Okay, but it depends on, here. So those three comes from Vt, so the first negative flow, so the G exon, G negative, which is this. Now substitute by V equals this. Okay. Now work on the J inverse, J K inverse, take the left hand side, now you have explicit form. Okay. This is what? This is exactly the form by Focus Tyner in 1996 paper. Okay, this is that equation already showed by Focus Tyner. Okay. In that paper also mentioned this system is equivalent to Kamatha-Holm equation by some Holder graph transformation. Okay, this by gauge equivalent to number 34, I'm sorry. Our system, remember, the special case, remember, we want to reduce that, and this is very complicated, But in our case, we want to use that equation, which is 31, to simplify this equation. Yeah, because this one is a special case of that one. In other words, if we use this substitution, we reduce number 34, which is this equation, the Bifocal-Steiner equation, to this equation. However, that equation, remember, that equation is the equivalent to the Kamasa-Hom equation in the sense of a Hodder graph transformation. So in other words, we found a relationship between our new equation and the Kamasa-Hom equation. Okay? So in the following, I'm going to show you this system, of course, the completely integrable in the sense of Lax pair. Also, it has kink solution and soliton solution. Okay? Yeah, Lax pair. So Lax pair, so we started from the L is a spectral operator. We're going to do the typical procedure. So we work on the directional derivative in the psi. That's in this case very easy. Now, we assume this equation. The commutator, left-hand side of two operators, V and L. L is given in that equation. L star also given, K and G, two Hamiltonian operators. And G is arbitrary C infinity function. So in that equation, that's actually the operator equation. We just want to solve V. Okay. So the theorem by Tao in 1999, this is my master advisor, this will solve that equation by this solution. Okay. Of course, usually that equation is overdetermined, because that's equivalent to Lax pair form. So for our system, you just work on that procedure, substitute GK by the solution G by the another sequence. Now you have a Lax pair. I'm going to show you here. So probably I don't have much time. Yeah, this is a Lax pair for the whole hierarchy, this one, the positive and negative. So if you put you pull the positive direction, just use this one. That's a regular, the hierarchy, KdV hierarchy. For the negative direction, we are interested in that part. So the k smaller than zero defined by this one. So L is a second order operator. Okay. Now, what is the Lax pair for our equation? Remember, this one is nothing new. This is the for KdV you already know. So for negative, the first equation, so negative first, the KdV equation has Lax pair, Lt negative 1, so VL1L. So what is this operator? It's defined by this one. So when you calculate, it's this one. Okay, but don't forget, here's the D inverse. So here's so put L equals 1. Exactly in that, the Lax pair of that equation. Okay? So single solitons and kink solutions. So the initial idea, we want to figure out the peak soliton of a very negative KdV equation, but unfortunately, we failed. We didn't find any peak soliton for negative M KdV flow. Okay, so let's see. Let's use a traveling setting. You have the ODE system, which is this. Remember our original equation is C. It's the u xx over u, but negative, take derivative about t, right hand side is u squared, take the derivative about x. Okay. So we're going to have this system, you change it to Hamiltonian with this one. Okay. We use the phase step analysis, you will find the solution. Find the solution, you need to figure out the equilibrium points for that system. This is a dynamical procedure. Okay. Combined with a dynamical procedure, you have H naught, H1. So this is the two conservation laws that depends on C and G. G is an arbitrary constant, but in that case, G is greater than zero. So we need to discuss the case one. This is just single, not multiple. Okay, not multiple yet. Now the next step, we're going to do multiple. Okay. So G equals zero. So then the y, what is the y is here? Yeah. So y is the derivative with respect to something. Yes, it's u y. Y is, oh yeah, right here. Y is derivative of u d xi. Yeah. So you know you have that one, you take integral. This is not, a solid wave solution, because at that point this rational solution already blew up. Okay. Forget that. So when you see greater than zero, g greater than zero as well, now you have this solution. This is just you take integral, okay? But you need to figure out in the first step analysis. So this is still, you know, in denominator, there is a minus, the singularity, again, blow up. It's not solitary wave. Yeah. However, in this case, we will have a solitary wave, okay? Now you solve that equation, that's a canonical system for Hamiltonian system. Now you have this one. So positive negative C is the wave speed, G is the greater than zero constant, then the set. This is the solution, the solitary wave solution. This is the set, not the set square. Remember, for KdV, you know, the set square. Right? Set square. I just write down the set square. For negative KdV, omega KdV, notice set is this. So negative KdV means the negative 2 u double x over u. Then you take derivative, that equals 2 u sub x. Okay, this one. This one in, is, you know, in some transformation, so maybe the holograph transformation, you know, the stage. Yeah, this one. This is a set. And of course, you can continue discuss later. Also, the, you know, DL is a, this is not so interesting, but it's still a possible solution. That's a periodic case. Okay. For another case, you just discuss the C and G, you have some others. Now, this is this case, I just show you interesting case. In this case, G is smaller than zero, C is greater, wave speed, G is a constant, okay? In this case, you what? You have this solution. This is what, here's a patch. If you have patch, remember, that's kink solution, it's like this. So, for negative KdV set and patch, which is kink. Okay, you see that. Okay, but it's, then of course, this solution is smooth. It's smooth. No piquant come out. So, of course, when you think about another case, you have such a solution. The conclusion. For solitary and kink solutions for negative KdV equation, so both solitary and kink wave solutions simultaneously occur in the same equation. Okay? The same integrable equation, which is negative KdV, this equation. So about the interaction of two solitons or two kink solutions for that equation, we still work on it. No solution yet. Okay. So what about algebraic geometric solution for that equation? We don't know yet. Okay. CH, you know, compare the CH. CH is geodesic flow of some Riemannian manifold. What about a negative KdV equation? It's a geometric issue. We don't know. So negative MKdV equation is like this morning, I remember there's asked a question about the MKdV equation, you know, generalized some new stuff, yeah. So this is a Hardeen equation and some other more stuff we need to work on. So for the DP equation, algebra geometric solution, we don't know yet, okay. Thank you.